It's time for Terra Loco Fast Five. I'm Tracy McCurry, along with Jason Reeve, assistant manager here at Terra Loco, author of Soul Food and resident shoe nerd. Is
sure.
That true?
I will take that. I will take that title.
You wear it proudly.
Yep.
All right. So we're talking about trail running. This is kind of a year of trail running at Terra Loco. Yes.
Yes. Yep. That's the main focus for this year. So I'm really excited about that.
Have you always been a trail runner, or did you start off, finger quotes, regular running and then transition to trail?
Did start off regular running. I've only been running for less than 4 years now. So I started off, it was just getting into running and started off on the treadmill, then moved into road. And while I was training for my first half marathon, I wanted something different just to
mix it up.
Yep. So I got into trail running, and that was where I really fell in love with it. It just, like, the whole world changed as soon as I stepped on dirt.
I like how you say fell in love with it, because that's a pretty mild version of how much you love trail running, right?
An understatement for
sure. Let's give you a little shout out right here. I'm going to let you brag a little bit. Tell me some of the, because people won't believe it if I say it. Tell me some of the races that you've taken part in.
So in less than 3 years, I went from a 5K to a 100-mile race.
I tell customers that, and they're like, that's not a real thing. That can't be true.
Yeah, I finished my first 100-mile race at 2 years and 51 weeks.
Absolutely amazing. And you're going to do it again? Or yep. Are you done with 100 miles?
No, I still got a couple more on the books, and who knows where I'll go from there.
How did you get started with trail? I mean, you said you wanted to just mix it up. Is it as simple as that?
Basically, yeah. I'd always been a fan of the outdoors, just liked being outside, whether it was hunting, hiking. Just, I liked being in nature. When I was starting to run, you know, I knew that, like, I'm close to Oxbow Park.
Sure.
So anyone that's nearby knows
that
Oxbow.
Area, yeah. Right.
So I decided to go out there one day and just checked out the trails, and I picked up a pair of trail shoes and just changed everything.
Expand on that a little bit. How does it change everything? I mean, I get treadmill to outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
That I understand. I would just as soon cut off my feet than run on a treadmill. I cannot. For me, actually, because I like to run with people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on a treadmill, generally you're by yourself. But why do you love trails so much?
It's always different. No matter, even if you're running the same trails, you know, day in, day out, you know, the conditions can change. One day there might be a tree down across the trail. I mean, and it's just so much more mentally stimulating, mentally, you know, you have to be much more in the present. You can't check out just, you know, if you're running on road, you can just kind of put the body on autopilot and let the legs do the thing. You know, with trails, you're always looking ahead, looking around, you know, making sure a rock or a root or something's not going to jump out or...
Darn sticks.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Been known to happen.
And the black walnuts, you're killing me.
Oh, man.
You talked about special gear that is needed, which there is a difference between a regular running shoe and a trail shoe. They both are for forward motion.
Yep.
But how are trail shoes different?
A trail shoe, the biggest difference in a trail shoe is going to be the outsole. So, like, the bottom of the shoe, just the lug on the bottom is going to provide you better traction. You know, it'll help you from slipping and just, you know, climbs and descents. You know, it's going to hold you much better to the ground. The uppers are typically a little bit more durable because there are times where you'll be scraping against rocks and roots, mm-hmm. branches, whatever. So yeah, those are the two main things. And also just the way that they're built, they are built for unstable ground. So they feel a little bit more planted, a little bit more, you know, structured mm-hmm. than a road shoe.
Trail runners, trailies, trailers, what are you guys? Trail?
I mean...
How about trailers?
Trailies are all right.
Trailies?
I mean...
Kind of fun.
My family's dubbed me the Beardo Weirdo. That was kind of a loving nod.
So the trailies who come in, I know a lot of them do say what they want to be able to feel the trail or feel the ground.
Yep.
Thus, trail shoes haven't always had a lot of cushion They're a little bit more firm in general, although we are starting to carry some that have a little bit more cushion in them. But is that a fair statement? They're a little bit less cushioned?
In some aspects, yes. But like you said, there's been a lot of changes recently in like the different foams and shoes that are allowing for that softer feel, but yet still a pliability where it still allows you to have that underground feel. So it's kind of that blend of comfort plus flexibility and just that stable planted feel.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a lot of shoes nowadays that are, you know, they've got a nice, really just wide base. So that gives you just a ton of purchase on the ground. But then they're still getting like this nice stack of foam where it's, you know, comfortable, especially over like those long miles when you
sure.
get, you
know, those 100 like, miles.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe don't start with 100 miles.
Yeah, I would recommend working up to that.
The race to 100 miles starts with the first step or something a little zen like
I
that.
I like that, yeah.
Okay, what is some of the special gear that's needed? We know that you need some, I mean, you don't need, but you'll probably enjoy your trail run a little bit more with trail shoes.
Yeah.
What are some other things that we carry here in the store at Terra Loco, but mm-hmm. what are some other things that first-time trailies might be interested in purchasing?
Shoes first and foremost, you know, nothing else, just have a good pair of shoes. Beyond that, you know, kind of the sky's the limit. You know, a good watch is always nice, especially if you're, you know, really off trail. You know, we can load trail maps onto your watch so it can actually help navigate you just so you don't get lost. A hydration vest or belt. You know, you always want your pace on the trail is always going to be slower. You're always going to end up spending more time. Plus, it's a lot more isolated. So you want to be able to make sure that you've got water with you. You want to make sure that you've got your nutrition with you. So you want need to have ways to carry that. So whether it's a belt or a vest, you know, it's just an extra way to have those things with you when you might not be able to just get back to your car or get to a quick trip or...
Do trail runners need gaiters, and what are they? Explain them for our listeners.
So yeah, gaiters can definitely be a good addition. Gaiters, basically something that wraps around the ankle above the shoe and then attaches to the shoe itself. And what that does is kind of creates a barrier to keep out rocks, debris, mud, you know, stuff from getting into that shoe to cause, you know, blistering or just discomfort in general. I mean, we've all had that one little pebble in mm-hmm. our shoe that just annoys.
It doesn't even have to be running. You can just be going out for a hike somewhere. Yep. And if you're on grass, gravel, dirt, yep. you very likely might get something in your shoe.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about the poles?
Poles are also great, especially if you're doing a lot of climbing. And even people automatically think poles for climbing, but when you're doing your descents, you know, it gives you those two extra balance points. So if you're stepping down off of, you know, uneven terrain, rocks, you know, it just gives you that much more balance, that much more, you know, contact points to the ground.
We want people to give trail a try mm-hmm. this 2026. You are one of the leaders of some of the trail runs that we do every month. Mm-hmm. What are some questions that new trail runners have for you, or when people come in, what are things they want to know?
So a lot of the basic questions that I get, you know, what are the basic things that I need? You know, and where is also another question that, you know, a lot of people ask.
Sure.
You can go, you know, anywhere around Rochester and you see bike trails and running sure. trails. But when you start thinking of off-road, then, you know, you just don't know exactly where to go. That's, you know, one thing that, you know, we have a lot of knowledge in is just different area trails around. You know, there's so many great places in Southeast Minnesota. We've got some great state parks, just great county parks, all within a relatively short distance mm-hmm. of us. So,
and you can do trail running year round. I know
yes.
you guys have been running all winter long.
Yep.
I mean, on some pretty cold days. That's one of the things I love about running in the winter is that you can be outside and be active in the mm-hmm. winter, which is a lot like childhood. I feel like I'm tapping into my inner little girl when I'm outside running in the wintertime.
Yep.
Do you feel like it's a little more dangerous? Is it something that is not for everyone, or is trail running for everyone?
I would say for almost anyone.
Mm-hmm.
There can be some limitations if, you know, you've got mobility issues where, you know, off-road just isn't in the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the trail, like bike trails are so much more smoother and easier.
Sure.
That being said, my worst fall was actually on pavement. But
fair.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I mean, trails are very, very accessible. Especially if you get, you know, nicely maintained trails, you know, it's just a nice walk in the woods.
Is that what it is? I, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking in my head, I have always imagined I've done one trail race, and in my head, I'm a slow runner, and trail running meant that I had a good excuse, again, finger quotes, to go slow. Do you feel like you're a slower runner as a trail runner than you were when you're on a treadmill or on pavement?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your pace is always going to be much slower on trail versus road. You know, you're dealing with a lot more inclines, declines, you know, different, you know, just different underfoot conditions. So yeah, when you get into trail running, you just want to throw the idea of pace out
mm-hmm.
the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not even something you should be concerned about. You know, focus more on, you know, time on feet versus, you know, distance. You'd have a much, much better time because, yeah, you are going to be slower on trail no matter how fit you are. You
know, I like the sound of that. Anything that gives me a justification for being slow. It's occurring to me as I'm sitting here that of the people that I know that are going into trail running, their on pavement miles are decreasing. They are choosing trail running over, finger quotes again, regular running. Does that surprise you?
No, not really. I mean, trail running is a much more rounded workout, even,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you are working so many more different
sure.
muscle groups. You're getting a much better, you know, workout for your feet, your hips, your mm-hmm. core, everything. You know, when you're on the road, you're doing the same motions, you know, that same biomechanical motion all the way through, where trail, you've got, you know, you're sidestepping, you're taking big steps up, down, like lunging left, right. You know, it's just so much more dynamic in that motion.
And I'd be hard pressed to give up my beloved recovery walk breaks. I'm sure walk breaks during trail running is just fine as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right. So because we've got a good number of trail runners here on staff,
mm-hmm.
and we are trying to encourage people to give trail running a try, what would you like to encourage our listeners to do?
Just, I mean, get out and try trail running if you haven't already. If you have questions, come on in. Like you just said, we've got a lot of people that are familiar with trail running. You know, if you've got questions, we're a great resource. Anything from starting to hydration to nutrition to gear, you know, that's what we're here for.
I happen to know that this week you just got a new trail running shoe in your arsenal. Have you taken it for a run yet? And what is it?
Yes. John and I were out yesterday, did a 10K out at Oxbow. It's the Ultra Experience Wild 3 Plus.
Whoa.
Yeah,
is it a new shoe for Ultra?
It's the third iteration of this shoe, but it is a huge upgrade over the last two versions.
All right. Shoe geek, what's your review?
I'm really pleasantly surprised. The new foam in there gives a lot more cushion to it while it still has that good ground feel. Ultra is known for that big toe box, so your toes are able to splay out just very naturally.
I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the plus on the 3 means that it's got a Vibram outsole on it. So that's, you know, the Vibram is kind of that gold standard for anything outdoors, whether it's hiking shoes or trail running
sure.
shoes. And they're just, they do a really, really good job of being able to maintain your traction and grip and durability. First run was amazing.
Awesome.
So,
and I said that you are the soul food author. I'm going to lobby that we start publishing soul food for the masses. Tell us what soul food is.
So soul food is a write-up that I do every time that we get new shoes in for our employees. Just kind of a quick little rundown of, you know, any changes. If it's a next model, you know, anything that's changed from the previous model. And then just kind of key talking points over it. You know, how it would be best suited for, you know, the customer or...
That's my favorite part. I actually could not do this job without the information that you provide us. So I'm a very big fan of soul food.
Well, I appreciate that.
This has been Taro Loco Fast Five. If there are topics you want to learn more about, let us know when you stop in the store. And as Jason said, you can also learn more about trail running from most of our staff members. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.